explicit language and is intended for a mature audience only.
How's that wiener and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese. It's delicious.
You know, you got bonus stuff in there, though.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah, wiener.
Yeah,
are they Oscar Mayer?
No, they're Chicken Franks from
Generico?
Yeah, probably.
This is the yellow packages.
This is a Diabolical Sound. I'm eating mac and cheese.
And I'm DZ.
As a display of general distaste for you people, eating right here on the show. Let's see, I might even drink a little something here.
Oh God, let's that's see, you know, coffee. Here, fuck.
Let's put my throat to the mic if people can hear this.
Oh. That is the most disgusting fucking sound. It's worse than a wet fart.
Off to a good start here on this episode of The Sound. Thankfully, this one won't be going on the main feed.
No.
So
we don't piss people off and break their fucking iPods.
I've always got new listeners in mind here, and that's not what you want to hear. First time out on the show, you're just trying to feel it out, and you hear some guy glurping down coffee and munching on mac and cheese, and you talking about wieners like you know, like you're wont to do.
because I don't think we had enough dong.
It's a good point. So let's see here. New episode of The Sound. We haven't done any plus minus in a long time. So let's see what plus minus for lately. Plus, I've got a brand new fucking job. I can leave the horrible piece of shit chocolatier company that I was working for before. My girlfriend's coming to see me in exactly 1 week. Life is good.
That's short order awesomeness for you.
Short order awesomeness.
Plus, this is a 3-day weekend for me.
Yes, that's always awesome.
Minus I have to work next Saturday, but whatever. Bummer. No, the way it works out, it's kind of cool because then I'm working 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then I work Friday and Saturday, but Saturday is only a 5-hour day, not an 8-hour day. But right. I get paid for 8 hours. So in a way, it's kind of a sort of plus.
Yeah. There you go. So let's see here. We got a bunch of stuff that we need to get to. So right off the bat, let's get this out of the way so we can get right to the good stuff. All right. God, I love this music. Let's see here.
Man reports wiener in his cheese.
Oh, no. Let's see. First news story of the day. Breast pump bandits. From where?
Probably Florida.
That's right. Port St. Lucie, Florida. Police are looking for two Coral Springs men who they suspect stole more than 4 dozen breast pumps from a local Babies R Us store. The police first arrested John Grisano and Sean Loychick for shoplifting last month at a Babies R Us store. A store manager recognized them as the same men who had stolen 4 breast pumps earlier in the month. Grisano first told investigators he took the breast pumps for his pregnant daughter. When asked why he needed 4, he explained he sells the rest on eBay. Port St. Lucie have reviewed surveillance videos from the store and determined that the pair may have stolen as many as 51 breast pumps during 12 to 13 store visits. All told, police say the breast pumps are worth roughly $15,000.
I guess those are not cheap. $30 a piece? That's more.
I was going to say, like, are breast pumps eBay gold? Like, what's going on here?
You should have looked that up before the show. Click on eBay and see.
Yeah, probably.
Well, are they, like, refashioning them? You know, like, this is the sexy, you know, strawberry-flavored breast pump?
At first I was like, is this like some kind of weird fetish? Like one day his wife is going to walk into his secret room and be like, sweetie, oh God. And he's going to be all, don't judge me, and have breast pumps suctioned all over his body.
I was just thinking he didn't know how to properly use his dong enhancer.
Dong enhancer?
I don't know.
What is
penis inflator? What are those called?
Inflator? What?
I don't pump. It's, you know,
stop, please. I can't take any more of this. This is horrifying.
He was like, it says milking.
Dong inflator. You know, I just imagine you floating away with your dick inflated like
this
giant
clown fucking ties it up into a dog.
A balloon. You're just like on your back, like, big balloon cock floating away. DZ, come back. Oh, Lord.
Dong, I'm red face.
Dong inflator. That was classic. Okay. We got to move on. All right. Let's see. Breast pump bandits done with.
Oh, my God.
Next on the agenda. Let's see. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk about for a while.
Can I interject dong with it?
I hope not. Obese have the right to two airline seats.
Oh, my God.
In Canada, obese people have the right to two seats for the price of one. Their high court declined to hear an appeal by Canadian Airlines of a decision of the Canadian Transportation Agency that people who are functionally disabled by obesity deserve to have two seats for the price of one fare. And so not only was this passed, but they denied the right of the court, for the right of the airline to appeal that decision.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Seriously, I don't think they should be allowed to buy an airline ticket at all. They should learn to walk that distance so they could lose the weight.
Well, I'll say this. The only reason that that's any kind of good is so that it's kind of like a thumb in the eye to the airlines. That's all that only... You know what I mean? That's the only good that would come of this, because fuck the airlines.
But I can just imagine, like, one... They don't account for weight for some reason, and so only fat people are on one shuttle or whatever.
You know what's funny?
End up crashing.
What's funny about that is airlines are starting to charge you based on the weight of your luggage, because it adds to like the weight on the thing. Shouldn't they be charging more for the fatties that are getting on there and flying too?
Could you imagine, instead of it being a mileage thing, it'd be a per pound thing?
There you go. See here, look at the picture that they posted with this article. Nice pink stretch pants. Hey, what's up there, mama? Look at all the cottage cheese on them thighs. I'm gonna go ahead and move on.
Well, here, let me interject dong. Fat dong.
Yes, dong, dong,
they
dong,
need
dong.
An inflated dong to fly them to so they're where they want to go.
That's what they do. They'll just inflate, they'll just pump their dong up until it's a big fucking balloon and just float away.
And their breast pumps, because it probably does the same thing.
Good point. The best part about it is the hermaphrodites, who not hermaphrodites, but trannies who have boobs and a dick. They can pump their boobs up.
Hermaphrodites
and
too.
Yeah, float away. Okay.
Right. They get there three times faster.
Changing subjects, awkwardly. Let's see. Pasta jar penis man chased by police. Man has been fined after he was caught by police with his penis in a jar of pasta. Keith Weatherly? Keith,
was this cooked pasta?
I don't know. Let's see. He was spotted acting suspiciously in his car near Nobby's Beach in Australia. Oh, Australia. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. I think we know what Scorn Mandible's real name is now and why he has been absent for a little bit here. When he saw the officers, Weatherly pulled away and led police on a 20 km/h chase, which lasted
kilometers per hour.
Whatever. I don't do that crazy stuff. Speak that wild ching chong. Which lasted up to 10 minutes. What's the problem?
Ching chong.
When he finally stopped the vehicle, he refused to exit the car. Officers used batons and spray to remove him. They found him with a 750-milliliter pasta jar around his penis. When they were trying to restrain him, Weatherly continued to pleasure himself in between bouts of wrestling. So he'd like wrestle them off, grab the jar again, and then wrestle them for get off.
He was probably trying to prevent it from deflating.
Probably. It was his penis pump type thing there. Police found a number of items in the car, including pornography, a homemade sex aid, women's stockings, and a Jack Russell Terrier, which I don't...
Oh my God!
I don't want to know how he was using all of those.
I wonder, what was the homemade sex aid? Wasn't that the jar of pasta?
I imagine it was the jar, yeah. He said he resisted police because he was trying to make himself decent. Yeah, wow. All right, last news
story. I'd be afraid of that jar breaking on my cock.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it wasn't glass. Maybe it was plastic.
Yeah. Hey, what happened in Port Lucie, Florida? What was the other one? Was it the first one we read about the breast pumps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also in Port Lucie, Florida.
What?
A man faces domestic battery charges after allegedly hitting his girlfriend with a sandwich as she was driving on Interstate 95 on Friday. Police said the 19-year-old man became angry and
hit... Was this a really hard baguette?
Yes. And hit the woman in the arm and the face with a sandwich, knocking her glasses off. The victim nearly lost control of the car because she couldn't see the road, and the man allegedly ripped off the rearview mirror and used it to shatter the windshield. Police haven't said what type of sandwich was involved. Well, I need to know that.
Hard salami?
Was there Miracle Whip? Was it salami? Was there prosciutto? Was it manicotti on there? I don't know. I need to know these things. Okay.
Was it baked?
Was it a baked sandwich? Was it from Quiznos? Was it Subway? Yeah. Was it Blimpy?
Do they still have Blimpies anymore? I don't think they do.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it. Listeners, if there's a Blimpy near you, call in and let us know.
Take a picture and send it to us.
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that you call in the police? I've just been assaulted by a sandwich.
Help, help. I'm being assaulted with a sandwich.
What other phone calls do you think would be kind of fun to send into the police? Like someone stole some of my cocaine?
Moving on.
Okay.
So our feature kind of presentation here. Don't laugh at that. That's beautiful.
We're going to call this the strip club.
It is the strip club.
Oh.
So let's see here. Number one feature thing here we came up with. AskMen.com had a list, a top 10 list of striptease songs. This is songs that, let's see, songs that, you know, the right song to see someone strip to. And
got the right beat.
Yeah.
For your lap.
I'm not too not too hip on these at all. So we'll listen to the list and see what we think of the choices.
What was their number 10?
Let's get right to it. Number 10 is Pony by Ginuwine.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's that.
I have to stick to my nose.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Ginuwine. Dude, I would lose my boner if I listened to this fucking song while someone was singing. Fuck him.
Oh, come on. Yeah, so that song definitely gets the thumbs down. Next,
and the dong down. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Number 9 is Billy Idol's Eyes Without a Face.
It's like a really sweepy kind of strip, like slow bra removal and shit.
Every time you see you falling, I get down. This is basically his attempt to cash in on the popularness of like Tears for Fears and like songs like Blue Monday. You know what I mean? Like that whole thing. This isn't like Billy Idol. Like I heard this what?
No, I think this precedes.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's before like.
This is based on a. Dario Argento song too, or the song movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. That I did not know. You learn something new every day, listeners. If you knew that already, which you didn't, you're liars. Call in and let me know.
The samurai. Oh, I didn't like Dario, but fuck you.
So anyway, this song as a striptease song, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I like the song.
It's actually an all right song, and if it precedes all those ones that I thought it was ripping off, then you know, sure. 80s listeners. Call in and let us know.
Those from the past, from 20 years ago, call us.
But yeah, I like the song. Not a bad song. But as for stripping, thumbs down.
I don't know. Where were they dressed like Marie Antoinette, slowly stripping their clothes off?
I don't know, but that's, yeah, not a fan. But yeah, so, no, that's not going to work in the strip club at all.
I don't even think it worked in the 80s.
That's a good point. It probably did. Next on the list here, we've got number 8, Britney Spears, I Am a Slave for You.
All I know is you can sing GoPro Tools
for you. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this definitely
makes you feel like fucking something in the ass.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to have to cut this off early.
I'm just going to get more violent if you play it longer.
Yeah, I'm not very happy. So that definitely gets a thumbs down in the strip club, a thumbs down in life, a thumbs down as a song.
A thumbs up her ass.
Hey, there you go. A thumbs up Kevin Federline. Oh, yeah, Popo's out.
Take both her ass cherries.
Definitely. Next, we've got number 7 is Buttons by Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, well, that's a good lead in. If you know the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going somewhere, but fuck it.
No, you weren't. Let's see. Buttons, Pussycat Dolls.
It's got a beat. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for, really.
Yeah.
It's not a song I'd ever really listen to.
No, no, God, no. No, definitely not.
But I could get down for someone stripping.
You can see this
happening. I might even stand up and start stripping.
Ooh, well then, let me go ahead and turn this off right now. Okay, I've never actually heard this song played in a strip club. I've been a few times. Not a fan. I think it's stupid to pay money to get someone to rub their ass on your crotch. I don't have to pay money for that kind of thing. All right, they're lining up at my door. All right, Bub.
Bub is rubbing a dub.
Big Bub rub. What? I don't. The fuck. Let's move on. Okay.
Shall we?
Oh, and also, let me just say, fuck the Pussycat Dolls, because they're not even a real like group. They were created by a studio executive.
Specifically for a strip club?
And they probably don't even sing. They're probably just models.
Yeah. Kind of like Spice Girls?
More than likely. Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Was that an earthquake just now? Did you feel that?
No, that was a fucking motorcycle going by.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Number six. Oh, and thumbs down for that as a song. I guess I'm going to have to say thumbs up in the club,
though. For stripper, yeah.
Yeah, that would work at the strip club. That would be entertaining, I suppose, if you were into
okay,
that kind
of
thing.
Okay, but hold on, hold on. Now that we've finally got a thumbs up for one.
Right.
Flavor stripper. Short or tall? I mean, let's just go generic. Short
for the song or overall?
Yeah, for the song. For this song, for this particular song. Who would you see stripping to it? What color hair?
Black hair, very tall, kind of...
like maybe, really long ass cheek hair?
Like curly, not straight, though. Nice, long, curly hair. Oh, okay. Maybe Egyptian. Maybe like an Egyptian type girl with like the olive-ish
complexion. I was thinking
complexion.
Definitely darker skin.
I'm thinking like an Egyptian girl, maybe with the olive complexion.
Ooh, like
but,
glitter mascara.
Well, they all wear glitter. That's, no, you know, well, an overall kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, number six is Closer by Nine Nails. And I'm going to say I've actually seen girls strip to this song, so I know it works.
It's almost too obvious in a way.
A little bit. It's almost like, well, we'll get to that.
I have stripped to this.
Oh, really? That's... Didn't want to know that, actually.
I didn't make enough money to ever continue in that career, though.
Awkward. You know, I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Okay,
this is,
but
this
go,
is totally
definitely
ruined.
Thumbs up for that. But,
thumbs up in the club. I didn't really like the song when it came out. That record is. I mean, if you're a fan of industrial music, which Nine Inch Nails barely even like, you know, counts as anymore. I would say that album is probably pretty good. There's better songs on that record. Yeah. That song in particular,
it
I
was
thought
overplayed.
Was very overplayed.
That's the problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got very
it's
sick.
It's not
of it.
Its fault. It's the radio stations. But okay. Flavor stripper for this one.
For that one, I would say a real pale porcelain white-skinned girl with a black short bob, an A-line bob
Ooh.
Haircut.
And, it just has to be like almost anime pointy.
Very much so. Very very Liquid TV.
Aeon Flux.
Aeon Flux. Very Aeon Flux
okay.
hair.
I'm down with you there.
With you know, maybe like fishnets, maybe a real bright fucking blood red lipstick.
Ooh, I'm thinking almost like a Vampirella type outfit.
Vampirella with short hair.
Yeah.
With short A-line bob hair. And that's just, you know, I like it, that's all.
Okay.
I'm turning my phone down now because I forgot to turn it down.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm copping to it. It's my bad. Listeners, call in and tell me I'm a jerk for leaving my phone on.
Call his phone number.
Yeah, call my phone number. 510-798-1035. Let's see. What is this? Five. She's Always in My Hair by D'Angelo. Which is a cover Prince song, by the way.
Oh no. This is where they like half say the words.
Yeah. Not so much.
No. Get out of his hair, bitch.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Enough of that. Yeah,
I can see a toothless hooker stripping to this one.
I could see.
She's got one gold tooth left. That's it.
Paying a stripless.
Stripless.
A toothless stripper to dance for
a stripless
you for that.
Toother. Wow.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
Not a fan.
We're not really liking the hip-hop kind of groove stuff.
So far, no.
No.
No. So far, no. Let's see what we got here. Number...
I want to see someone strip to Beastie Boys' Girls.
Dan, I need you now.
Alright, this is Sex, parentheses, I'm a, by Lavage. And now if you're not familiar with Lavage, this is Mike Patton from Faith No More and San Francisco-based DJ Dan the Automator. And it's interesting, you'll hear, I heard this song already, you'll hear as you listen, it's got that real noir, kind of like mysterious, you know, flavor to it.
It does. Patton really loves the soundscapes.
Yeah, he's very... But it's like... listen to him.
This isn't working for me.
No, I really feel like the song falls short because you listen, there's bands like Portishead and Morcheeba who do like the very noir kind of like French sounding thing, mysterious sound, so much better than that and would be so much better. This song gets a thumbs down in the club and a thumbs down as a song.
It sounds like an experiment. I don't know.
He's very experimental. I mean,
I like Mike Patton.
Yeah, he does a lot of great stuff. He does so much work and releases so many albums that it just they
it's
can't
just
all
fucking
be
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't all be tops. All right, so we're getting to the top three here. Number three is Hot In Here by Nelly.
Or rappers.
This is Hot In Here, and this is Nelly.
This is Nelly.
This is Nelly, not Nelly Furtado, the rapper Nelly.
I don't really... Yeah, this is a good strip song, I have to admit.
I'm going to have to say, yeah, this is probably a good strip song. It's got to be a black girl with her hair did and her nails done. Nice big badonkadonk.
The badonkadonk has to have a nice roundness to it, a good shape.
Yeah.
Enough to get that high bounce. Boom, boom, right at the top, bitch.
That song gets a thumbs down as a song. But unfortunately, it does kind of have to get a thumbs up as a strip song.
Because you wouldn't really listen to the lyrics because they're terrible anyway.
No, it's just got a good beat and it's like, you know, it makes sense. Yeah.
I kind of nodded my head to that too.
A little something.
Oh.
So,
and we already said what kind of girl would be stripping to that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's almost a little too obvious though.
It really is.
Would you give her 70s afro?
Like no. Maybe a little, no. No, just permed, like not, you know, kind of long track hair, fake. Horse.
Anyway, I'm just thinking like gold, you know, a gold outfit with a, you know, fucking gold.
This is very
Afro
quickly
wig.
Degenerating into just blatant racism. So let's just move on. Number two, Justify My Love by Madonna, a song I haven't heard in forever.
Oh, shit. Intro's a bit long.
Very much so. Oh, no, this is the actual song. So
now. I know.
The whole song's like this.
So now what? Wanting. Needing. Waiting. For you.
So it's very sparse, but somehow it kind of works.
It's because it has a good back rhythm.
I suppose, so. Yeah.
I could see it, you know, because in a way it's like the vocals are trying to entice you to pony up the bills.
The dough. But yeah, okay. So that's it. Again, just like the rest of them.
Platinum Blonde.
Thumbs down on the song.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for the strip club.
For the strip
works.
Aspect.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does work.
A Platinum Blonde.
Platinum Blonde, like that almost white blonde.
Yeah, I almost want to say a little bit of Farrah Fawcett-ness to it. It has to have some sort of like kink to it. It can be long.
The little feathered maybe, Farrah Fawcett,
like feathered
Charlie's
look.
Angels hair.
Yeah.
Big, obviously fake boobs with like maybe 5 inches of space between them.
Oh, and pancake nipples.
Ugh, let's not talk about this anymore. But yeah, that's
breast
the kind
pump
of,
action.
The Girls Next Door, Playboy, Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, those kind of broads.
Okay.
And the number one song for
just
the
be
thing,
able to slide down that pole with just her legs.
You said pole. The number one song on the thing with the thing, of course.
I think Demise is going to hate this episode.
More than likely. I sneezed.
That
right
was
at the
good
time.
Timing.
Yeah, it was. Number one is Cream by Prince.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling the stripness. No, you have to.
Oh, listeners, if you could see what was going on in here right now.
Yeah, this
it gets
this
a thumbs
works.
Up as the strip club. Thumbs down as a song. Thumbs up as a strip club song. I guess it kind of works.
I want to see someone now just as an experiment as a kind of counterpoint to this one. Someone stripped to this is, you know, was it Dove's Cry? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. I want to see someone strip to that.
Okay, so
maybe having like fake tears coming down her face.
So let's say here, askmen.com.
An Asian woman has to strip to that song.
You
by
lose
the way.
Again. Stop with the racism. Askmen.com. You lose.
It only had like
that
half
was
the
awful.
Songs.
Yeah, that was a really
they weren't even like perfect.
Awful fucking
list. What is our list?
So we came up with a list, and M13 actually contributed to this, helping me look for songs that would be appropriate. So let's see. We got the list of songs right here. Let's start off with this one. And
oh shit. I'm getting flashbacks of Rosario Dawson dancing.
Not Rosario Dawson. Oh, yeah, it is Rosario Dawson in the movie you're thinking of. What I'm thinking of is Dogma. Selma Blair. Or Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek stripping to this and dancing around to this. The big teacher glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
So thumbs up on the song. Thumbs way up on the song.
Yeah.
And thumbs up on the strip. I've seen it happen before.
Slightly creepy with the little boy voices.
A little bit. Jackson 5. No, it's not Jack. It's New Edition.
What the hell am I thinking of then?
I don't know. Jackson 5 did a lot of other songs, but ABC, not this one.
ABC Better Than Lunch. Oh, okay. I'm mixing my brain up.
Yes.
You're right. This New Edition.
But yeah, this one is it's a this quality is song.
Fun 80s song just to kind of, you know.
Yeah. I've never seen a girl strip to this, but I would say I would enjoy seeing such a thing. It would be something that would actually make me enjoy it because I'm not, you know.
It'd be nostalgic, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did M pick that one?
I had the song, but she agreed. She's like, yeah, if Selma Hayek can do it, Jeffrey Ross, if Selma Hayek can do it, then, you know, shit, anybody
you want to see. Oh, God, my voice cracked. You want to see Selma Blair
it's
strip, don't
craft.
You?
Let's see. Next on the list here, we've got.
Who knows nothing about.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next on the list. Let's see. My real number 9 is. This is Pussy by Lords of Acid. Let's just go ahead and skip ahead to the point.
I wanna see your pussy. Everybody says it's nice. Can I come and visit? I'll be at your house tonight. They tell me it's soft to touch and really smooth. I can hardly wait to feel that pussy too. You wanna play with pussy all the time.
Yeah, Pussy by Lords of Acid. Quality fucking song.
Yeah.
Yeah, for stripping. And it's a good song too. I enjoy it.
There's another one called Spank My Booty by them.
Oh yeah, I've
fucking
heard that song.
Hilarious song. Yeah. And
is that the one that starts off, "Darling, come here, fuck me up"?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Quality song. Thumbs up outside and inside of the strip club.
I have the single of this, which has like 6 remixes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's the 12-inch remix.
Yeah, I bet it's 12 inches, giggity giggity. Let's see. Next on my list at number 8? Now we're going with "Okay" by Nivea featuring Lil Jon. Now, I chose this song because
Nivea sounds like a facial product.
It is a facial product. Oh, okay. I chose this because I've actually seen a girl strip to this at a strip club once, and I was very drunk. It was a New Year's Eve, I think, one New Year's Eve, and I was just like, wow, this is kind of awesome. And I'm not a strip club kind of guy, so it was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. So it's always going to stick with me as a top-quality song.
I'm not into the song, but yeah, again, anything with a good beat,
yeah,
for them to like slap their ass.
All right, let's see. Before he makes any more racist comments, let's go ahead and go with number 7 or whatever. I'll just give up on the numbers. This is "Number 1 Crush" by Garbage on the from the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, this is Garbage from the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. You remember that movie?
I actually never watched it.
Oh, it's so good. It's got Leo. Yeah, and Claire Danes. Leo DiCaprio and Claire Danes is Romeo and Juliet.
Maybe.
Yeah, mid-90s fucking dream right there.
And Leguizamo.
Yeah, Leguizamo was in it.
My rapier.
Mercutio is definitely the best character in that story, no matter where it's told.
I would say Mercutio in general is just one of the best written, you know, fucking villains.
Yeah, but ever. That's "Number 1 Crush" by Garbage. Top-notch song in and out of the strip club.
Very slinky strip.
Yeah, are you into Garbage at all?
Not really. No? I mean, I just never got into them. I think it's because I haven't sampled enough of their stuff.
Interesting. All right, next on the list here, we've got something that I've played for you many times before. This is "Pasties and a G-String" by Tom Waits.
Pasties and a G-String, beer and a shot. Portland through the shot, that little buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi, live from Gay Perry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage, who cares? All is hot burlesque for me. Doobie dabba, doobie dabba, doobie dabba day. Doobie dabba, doobie dabba, doobie dabba day. Cleavage, cleavage, thighs and hips.
I chose that song because I'm a big fan of burlesque and just the whole like showmanship style of that whole thing. I miss it a lot. Well, I mean, I wasn't around when it first happened, but I just miss going to see like burlesque type shows.
Your reincarnations.
Yes, definitely. And I picked that song because that
would Tom Waits is fucking awesome.
It would be phenomenal to see a girl in like fishnets with a little topette hat.
Oh yeah,
and like with the feathers and everything.
No, and she has like multiples underneath, so it's like she has a bigger one. She takes it off.
Okay, you're going
into
some serious
one.
Magic shit here now. I don't know.
Oh, it'd be great.
It's like Las Vegas magic show.
Hey, Las Vegas strip. To Tom Waits.
Let's see. Next on the list here, we've got "Glory Box" by Portishead. Now
that sounds fucking creepy.
Think about that the song by Lovage that we heard earlier that was on the Ask Men list. Think about that and how much that failed. And listen to this and hear how much win this song has.
too long.
I like the vocals a lot.
Give me a reason to love you.
James Bond.
Like I say, very noir, very French mystique.
Give me a reason to be.
I love that crackle in the back.
Yeah, I like the like old record crackle that has like, it's in a
There's
lot of the songs.
Something about that sound that, you know, that really just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a comforting sound. I don't know why. That's a good song. Again, that would be even a slower, slinkier sliding across with your vag juices on the
See, you had to go and ruin it. Let's just move on. This is a song that I hate to admit that I like, but you know what, Legion? I love you. We're all family here, so we don't keep secrets from each other. We share these things when it's appropriate, and right now it's appropriate. So the next on the list is, of course, Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
It is a good song to strip to, dude.
Amateur things with a one that foot on the devil's wings.
What are you thinking about?
That was actually the one that won out. Close second from Rob Zombie with the song House of 1000 Corpses.
Oh.
Did this so yeah.
Only problem with this is a girl has to be wearing a beat-up cowboy hat while during the striptease for that song.
And was it torn-up jeans?
Yeah. So that one didn't make it, but Living Dead Girl did.
But, you know, he did release a songs to strip by, and it's just kind of like remixes
really?
Of his stuff. Yeah, I've got it.
Interesting. That I did not know. Making it to the list here is the quintessential stripper song. The
what
stripper
would
song.
That, be?
That would be The Stripper by David Rose and his orchestra.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But just very kind of, you know, flashy hand movements and a boa. Absolutely has had like the biggest fucking boa over his shoulders.
Very much so. But yeah, the very quintessential stripper song. And again, like I said, how I'm so into like burlesque and, you know, that whole thing. It very much so. That gets used.
I
want
to see
of the
a string of strippers in Vegas coming out to this. Yes.
Let's see.
High kicks.
Yeah. Next on the list here, we're getting kind of retro right now. This is a song called Slow Walk by Syl Austin.
Oh my God. Wow.
Very walking, I Want to Walk You Home-ish kind of sounding. Like, I think of that song, I Want to Walk You Home, when I hear this.
All I think is Jazz Head.
I wouldn't mind getting some Jazz Head. let's see. Next to last, we've got...
Pour Some Sugar on Me?
No. More Chiba with Trigger Hippie. More Chiba is a band just like a lot like Portishead.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more soulful than Portishead, though.
What's that? Kind of wood knocking that I'm hearing in the back. What is that? Do you know what instrument that is?
I don't think it's an instrument. I think it's like a sound effect or something.
Oh. Yeah. It's interesting. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a quality song.
Those kind of burlesque songs. I don't know if I'd be able to like listen to them for extended periods of time, but I could see dipping into them every once in a while.
Yeah. Let's see here. And our last.
What about some like hair band?
No. See, this is my list, and I'm not going to be including Girls, Girls, Girls. I'm not going to be including Cherry Pie. I'm not going to be including Pour Some Sugar on Me.
No Warrant.
No.
No Def Leppard.
No, none of
no
that.
No Motley Crue.
Nope. Not a single one. And our last entry into our stripper song extravaganza is...
Strip... Strip...
okay, just stop. Just give up now. I really kind of gave up on the numbers, but at any rate, however they get rated, this one is definitely my number one pick for stripper songs. This is Do You Think I'm Sexy, covered by the Revolting Cox. So that's it. Wow. That's Revolting Cox is actually what's his name from Ministry, Alan Jorgensen from Ministry, and a couple other guys. It's a side project type thing.
Now, as for like costumes, right. What do you think a good stripper costume would be? Would you like to see someone come out like in a Shazam costume?
No, keep it sexy. Don't get ridiculous.
But that would be kind of cool. They're like they come out, they're all Shazam.
No.
And all of a sudden they're like fully.
Are a cosplayer, aren't you? Stop it with the cosplay.
I'm just trying to give you something.
What? Yeah, you know what? On that note. Okay, thank you for joining us. This has been the Diabolical Sound.
What about Justin? As a panda.
Jesus Christ, with you. You gotta, I can't mention this. Yeah. God, I'm so totally derailed and just like disgusted.
Call us, people.
No, don't. I don't want this moment to ever be mentioned
Demise,
again.
Demise, what stripper songs do you think are good? I'm sure Scorns would be amazing.
I'm sure Scorn isn't allowed in strip clubs. I'm sure he's banned from everyone in the Australian island.
Who was the popular Greece? She was from Australia.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. Right? I bet he would like people to. I bet he would strip to Olivia Newton-John for a crowd.
Possibly.
Scorn. Is that true?
What do you people actually think about the Australian stars that Americans know about, like Olivia Newton-John, like Russell Crowe, like what was the Crocodile Hunter?
Oh,
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, Steve Irwin.
Who was Crocodile Dundee?
Paul Hogan.
What do you people actually think?
What do you
about
think about the some the kind of like exchange students like Mel Gibson?
Do you actually drink Victoria Bitters, or is that like a
what about Foster's? Is it really that popular?
No, I don't think it is. I think actual national beer is Victoria Bitters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the thing to do on a Saturday night when you're with your friends and have a stack of $1 bills?
That's a good point. Play dice. That's what I would do.
Do you play craps?
No, on the East Coast we play CeeLo. It's a 3-dice game.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
We play D&D, but without the stack of money.
Oh. But it has nothing to do with money?
Yeah.
You know, the show has been so full of content and interesting that now the outro is
now
like,
the outro is just like deflated.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, it's because we had that cock inflator.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, the outro song's coming to an end here. Thank you for joining us.
Are we going
to
get the honk soon?
There it is.